Hi, and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we're going to talk about the Chinese 24-hour meridian clock. Yes, I know. What are you talking about, Dr. Mitzi? Well, the Chinese says, you know, the philosophy of acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine say that the hour, each hour on the day is governed by a different meridian. And each meridian has 2 hours total. So there's 12 meridians. Everybody has 2 hours. That means that is 24 hours, right? So the importance of that, what's the relevance of having a Chinese meridian clock? It's very relevant, actually, because if you have an ailment, the practitioner can ask the time of the day where you have the symptoms, and they can, using that information, narrow down where is the dysfunction, which meridian is mostly affected. How do I use it in veterinary medicine? Well, it's part of my inquiry. Whenever somebody comes in and, you know, and just explains to me the issue at hand, let's say vomiting, first thing I say is, at what time do you see your pet vomiting, do you think? Can you narrow it down for me? Oh, well, it wakes me up every day at 1. Then I know, by knowing the hours that the Chinese clock says, that the 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. is governed by the liver. And in that time, the liver is trying to detoxify, rest and recovery and plan. And guess what? If you don't detoxify and rest and recovery, then you're going to show the problem. If your liver has a dysfunction, the chi or the energy is not flowing properly in that meridian, that's where you're going to see it. So let's say that it's not 1 to 3 a.m., but it's 1 to 3 p.m. Well, the opposite the opposite of that would be the small intestine. And the small intestine is supposed to be sorting and absorbing food. And, you know, if you are not doing that, then it could cause a problem. And so I not only see the time that is showing, but even the opposite, because it might be a reflection. So vomiting is a sign of the GI sign. So it could be due to a disturbance in the small intestine, but because liver and small intestine have that relationship, they balance each other. So again, the clock, let's just go through the clock. Let's start at 12 noon. 12 noon is governed between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. is governed by the heart. That's when you're going to have the best blood circulation, high energy. That's usually when we eat food, right? Noon, you know, 11 to 1. So our heart meridian is in there. From 1 to 3 p.m. is going to be the small intestine. Again, you're going to absorb the food. And then from 3 to 5 is going to be the bladder meridian. The energy is already restored after all that food and naps and everything. And now we're going to start working, you know, start thinking about it. So bladder is 3 to 5. 5 to 7 is governed by the kidney. The kidney is the one that stores the nutrients and builds the bone marrow and does our control our bones, our muscles, right? 5 to 6, 2 to 7. And then 7 to 9 is going to be governed by the pericardium meridian, which is the one that protects the heart, right? And is implicated in sex, drive, and self-love, and everything good, because it protects your heart. And that goes from 7 to 9 p.m. And from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the triple heater or triple burner, which is the endocrine and metabolic balance. That's when you start getting sleepy, right? Between 9 and 11 p.m. Ready to go to sleep, your triple burner is burning out. And then after the triple burner comes the gallbladder. The gallbladder dominates from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And the gallbladder is releases the bile and starts repairing the cells and building up blood cells and helping a lot of things. So from 1 to 3, the liver, which I mentioned before, and from 3 to 5, the lung, which in the lung, that's when we have dreams and memory is being affected by our lungs from 3 to 5 a.m. And that's when we detox the lung also. And so from 5 to 7, we wake up. That's large intestine waking up. Meditate there. Release your bowels. Do what you need to do from 5 to 7. 7 to 9 is your stomach. That's where we seem to eat our breakfast. That's the meridian that's controlling that is the stomach. That's where we have more energy to concentrate, to walk and do things. And of course, 9 to 11 a.m. is going to be spleen. And guess what? Another day starts at 12 again. At 11 to 1, which is the heart. So again, the fire element is heart and small intestine and dominates from 11 to 3. Then from fire goes to water, which is bladder and kidney, and that's from 3 to 7. Then fire gets another bite out of the 24-hour clock because there's 4 meridians in the fire element. So the next set of fire elements are meridians, pericardium and triple burner. Then followed by fire is wood, and wood has liver and gallbladder. Fire followed by wood is metal, and metal has lung and large intestine. And followed by metal is earth, which is the stomach and the spleen. And why I'm saying all of these things is because the flow of energy is very important. When I'm doing acupuncture, I do try to balance. I do balance acupuncture in addition to traditional acupuncture. And balance acupuncture lives by the clock because you can balance the opposites or the neighbors of the same polarity. Well, am I same polarity? Well, the yin and the yang can be explained as positive and negative in electricity terms, right? So the same polarity means two negatives or two positives. So for example, kidney and pericardium. Kidney is 5 to 7 p.m. Pericardium is 7 to 9 p.m. They're both yin. So these balance each other. Kidney and pericardium balance each other. And kidney is opposite. Kidney is 5 to 7 p.m. And 5 to 7 a.m. is large intestine. So therefore, kidney will balance your large intestine because they're opposites in the meridian clock. And pericardium, which was 7 to 9 p.m., will be from 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., which is stomach. So pericardium will balance stomach. And if I look at pericardium, again, pericardium and kidney are yin and yang. Triple burner follows pericardium, but it's a yang, so it wouldn't balance with that. It will balance with gallbladder because gallbladder and triple burner are yang. So you can use the clock and balance those two ways, the opposite on the clock or the neighbors of the same polarity. And so when I'm deciding what points to use, I first look at the clock too. And so if the problem, let's go back to the hypothetical problem, the cat or dog that vomits between 1 and 3 a.m., it wakes you up, you were asleep, it dog starts, and then you wake up and you have to take him out. So what I would do is I would test points in the liver meridian. I would ask you if there's any kind of changes in the house because I know that the liver meridian gets very upset by changes. Chi stagnation happens. The chi doesn't flow anymore. And it's easily in that meridian due to stress and changes, unwanted changes. And so I'll ask, hey, have you moved? Oh, yeah, we're in a new house. Well, okay, well, that's that's kind of like why the cheese stagnated there, because of the new move. And then I would say, okay, so I will palpate the points in the liver meridian and see if there's any achi point. And the achi point, I call them ouchie points, is when it hurts. It's the trigger point. So if you're palpating the flow, the length of the meridian in each leg, first in the left and then in the right, because sometimes this harmony of energy is worse on one side than the other. So you want to test both meridians, right? Liver is in the back legs of the dog. So I'll test the right leg, follow my points that I know about the liver meridian, and follow the flow of the liver meridian, and then do the same thing with the next leg. So I did the right, now I do the left. And if I find along the meridian some very strong reaction in a point, that's the point I'm going to pick. But what happens if I got everything done? Is vomiting in between 1 and 3 a.m. is the liver. Change in the household, change to a new house, is liver cheese stagnation. But nothing in my liver hurts. Then I will go to small intestine, because it's the opposite in the clock, and I will run my hands through the small intestine meridian, trying to find my ouchie points or achi points. And then that way, if I find a trigger point, I'll treat that point. Because I know by treating that point energetically, I'm balancing a similar liver point. But what if the small intestine didn't work? The opposite didn't work. Well, remember, guys, you have the neighbor. So the neighbor that is also same polarity, meaning is another yin, liver is yin, so the lung is yin. So after the liver is done and the small intestine didn't give me any clue, then I'm going to check my lung meridian. I'm going to start with the right leg and then the left leg and trying to find my ashi point or ouchie point. And oftentimes I will find it. And then that way we can select the points or the areas that we want to treat. And that way we can identify the meridian that is causing the lack of of ease or disease. And so the other thing I wanted to talk about the clock is that why is it that the two meridians have 2 hours? It's because 1 hour is going to be on the right side and 1 hour is going to be on the left side. So the meridians have right and left. So 1 hour on one side, 1 hour on the other. And so oftentimes we don't realize that we can be lopsided when it comes to energy. I recently had a balancing session with a human acupuncturist in Tampa that does the five element balancing. And it was very interesting. My left side, my yin side, was very lopsided. It was very deficient. And then when he did the right side, it was a lot stronger. So what he did was he treated those meridians that were deficient and sedated. So he tonified them. He improved them. He nourished them with some points that will nourish them. And then he sedated or restricted the flow on the meridians that were just too excessive. It was too excess. So nothing that is too much and nothing that is too little is good for you. Best for you and for your pets is balance in everything. So I felt tremendous release of energy and I felt super energized but at peace. You know, it's a constructive energy. When you're frantic and going like out of your mind with a monkey mind and just frenetic activity, that's not very good for you either. You know, so you have to definitely balance your energy in the best way, in the healing way. So another thing about the clock that I wanted to mention is I often use the term sundowners. And sundowners, in people, is the people that suffer from dementia or Alzheimer's, they tend to be frantic or harder to control as soon as the sun goes down. So they call it sundowners or sundown dementia. During the day, they're fine. And then at night, they just go out of their mind. That happens in dogs too and cats. And why does it happen? Because that's a broader unbalance or imbalance of energy. If you think about after sunset, is the dominion of the yin energy. So the night and the moon belongs to the yin, feminine, earthy energy. Whereas the day is a manly, is the sun, is the ethereal air, sky energy. And so oftentimes it's a very bad imbalance between the yang and the yin in that person. And the yin is usually going and being depleted just by age. So as you get older, you're in more of a possibility that your yin energy is not being replenished. But oftentimes we don't realize that the yin is also can dry up your tissues. If you don't have enough air conditioning, your tissues, your body fluids will dry up. Well, what are the body fluids, guys? Is the CNS? You know, I mentioned this in a different episode before, but there's your blood in your CNS, your juice that travels in your nerve and brain and spine and bone marrow. All of those are fluids. And so when you are yin deficient, when is it going to show the worst? When the yin is dominant. When the stage opens and it's your turn to go in, and you don't have any clothes, that's when it's the worst that happens to you. So the same with the sundowner dementia and the sundowners in dogs and cats. The worst symptoms are going to show after the sunset. So I hope that this explanation was helpful about the different times of the day and how they affect your pet. When it comes to balance acupuncture, I can balance using the hours of the day. I can balance using the seasons of the year. I can balance using the element of the animal, the constitutional personality of the animal. There's so many ways to balance. But I really like using the Chinese 24-hour meridian clock. Because it's just easy. It's a really easy way to balance the animal and find the problem. And it depends, obviously, on your feedback. So I hope everybody learned at least one thing today. And please subscribe, share, and help us spread the word and our passion for TCVM. Thank you, and I'll see you next time. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. And information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com. osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there if you want some more information on integrative pet healing. And our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.